Madam President, Excellencies, we have just heard from the delegate of China speak on behalf of his 1.4 billion people. The Cuban delegate spoke on behalf of his 11.4 million population, and the delegate from St. Vincent and Grenadines speak for his 110,000 population. I sit here today as a member of this prestigious organization with equal representation of one vote, and I speak for the 17,000 people from the government of the tiny Republic of Palau. Not only that, today, Madam President, representing my country, I will speak out in support of our 23 million brothers and sisters in Taiwan who has no voice in this body, let alone not even an observer status. Madam President, I'm a newcomer to WHA as a health minister, a surgeon by trade, and I am here to endorse the following insignificant values and goals of WHO. Number one, health is a basic human right, regardless of politics, religion, race, or sex. I promote the notion of also of no one left behind in health. And number three, I promote SDG3, which ensures healthy lives and promotion and well-being for all of all ages. So, Madam President, I want to ask every member here in this floor why I can sit in this WHA representing 17,000 people while we ignore the 23 million people in Taiwan. How can we endorse these values if there is such a gap? Why was it acceptable to allow Taiwan last year as an observer? In fact, for the last 8 years, why not this year, I ask? Did the WHO, WHA constitution and the ideals change in the course of 1 year? I believe the 23 million people of Taiwan represented by the Republic of China, Taiwan government have one of the best healthcare system in the world. And I believe no one here disputes the fact. They also have the latest advanced technology in health, not to mention the huge technical and monetary assistance of approximately $60 billion over the past 20 years all over the world. Why can't we allow them to share their success story in this assembly? Madam President, political matters, I repeat, political matters should and must be settled in another arena, not here in WHA. Here at WHA, health is a basic human right which belongs to every single human being on this planet, including the 23 million people in Taiwan. I believe they must have a representation or even as an observer status is enough in this body. And I believe that is the only right thing to do. Thank you very much.